can introduce myself. It's good. Good evening, everybody. My name is Bethann Bittner-Mazza. I am outreach director for Senator Tracy Pennycook. I'm here on behalf of her tonight. We are visiting each and every municipality in the Senate district to not only meet the elected officials, but meet the staff, and then spend some time talking with them to hear about what your issues are, what some of your upcoming projects are, so that as we work in the Senate in Harrisburg, and as we hear of grants and funding, or if we know of issues or particular lawmaking issues that are of interest to you, that we can stay tuned into though and stay in communication with you. So like I said, we've been having these meetings with each and every municipality, and so I'm really here to hear what you have to say. You know, what are your needs? What are your concerns? What are your upcoming projects that you need assistance with, or maybe looking for assistance with? How can we support you? And so on. So,
when do you want the list?
It's long.
Well, and so, you know, you won't be alone. I mean, you know, like I said, you won't be the only one without a list. There are no promises, but we try to do the best we can do, right? And the nice thing is, as Tracy knows, there are regular grants that are available, but sometimes there are also grant or funding sources out there that are not regular, or maybe that have not even been tapped into. We do have grant researchers that we can use. If you're looking to fund a specific project and maybe need some money, they won't do the grant writing for you, but we can say, hey, we have a municipality that needs to do X, Y, Z. Can you see if there's any grants out there available for this? They'll look for us, and then we can come back to you and say, hey, we found this, or hey, I'm sorry, we didn't find anything, but we can at least assist and help facilitate the process.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
So you can give me the list tonight. You can invite me back, and we can sit down and have a little, like, workshop time. I mean, I have spent, there have been situations where, like, I have actually gone and sat with the staff and the elected officials, and we've just sat at a table and had a conversation in regards to, you know, what are their wants and needs, what are they looking to do, you know, everything from police, fire, EMS, to roads and bridges projects, to building projects. I mean, you know,
I think
your big chance.
I think we can get a list together. We can reach out to you.
Okay. Sure.
I have a question for you, Beth.
Sure.
Do you know, I know it's a county, it's usually county, but is there anything through the state for open space funding, grants?
So yes, there's always open space money, and one year it'll come through this avenue, and another year it'll come through this avenue. If you told me what it was or where it was and what you're looking to do with it, and then we can kind of look at county, we can kind of look at state, and sometimes you might even be able to look at federal. I think people always frown at with federal funding is that, like everything else, it usually comes with more red tape. So.
Gotcha.
Right.
Well, thank you for showing up.
Absolutely. Oh, and for those of you who are here tonight, I did come with some information, so feel free, and this is a very small sampling. Our office has a wide variety of information, so if you're ever looking for information on something, please feel free to reach out. I have a card here if anybody would like one before they go home, and I also did just put a brochure in a kiosk out here on how Senator Pennycook's office can help all of the residents of the 24th Senate District. So thank you for having me tonight.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'll just throw out a couple things, if that's okay, while we're here. So we're about to have a presentation on renovating an old schoolhouse at the entrance here for a future meeting room. And we actually did get some a partial grant from the local share program. It was awarded, I guess, at the beginning of the year. And then we're also going to be using our ARPA funds to help pay for that. But if there's any other funding that you know, that you're aware of, because we also need to renovate this building for the administration and then some public work stuff. So those are projects we're starting on, and then the board will be discussing the possibility of a water system upgrade in one of our developments, Perkiomen Crossing, that will result in upgraded fire hydrants for fire flow, and then also just upgrading the water main and a new water tank. And I saw that from your office that a new round of local share grants became open. So I'll certainly talk to the board about that. Mm-hmm. But if you have any other thoughts on such projects for the infrastructure,
we can do a little homework and I can get back to you.
Great.
You mentioned the water upgrade and the fire hydrants, and that kind of struck a memory thing in me. You should have received an invite. The fire commissioner is coming to the 24th Senate District to hold meetings in regards to fire and EMS type sort of issues. And so as elected officials and as township staff, you're all invited. We just kindly ask if you reply so that we know how many people to accommodate. There's two meetings. One's going to be in Berks County at the Eastern Berks Firehouse, and the other one is going to be at the Perkiomen Fire Department right there on 29. I think that one's 5:30 to 7. I think the one in Eastern Berks is 3 to 4:30. Double check my facts, but it's coming up the 27th September.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Loose Architects, presentation of conceptual plans for school board or schoolhouse meeting room, seeking feedback from board.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you again for allowing us to work on this project with you. As you can see, we have some pictures of what the schoolhouse used to look like and what it currently looks now. Next slide.
Does anybody want copies?
Does anyone want hard copies?
I might grab one at the end, but
okay. So the first floor plan in your packet is staying completely in the existing footprint. We reorganized the back addition. That way it allows a nice entry lobby area that people can come in. We have a glass partition, as you can see, between the main sitting area, meeting area, and the lobby, so you don't get a lot of noise from there. We provided the restrooms for the people to use. If you look at the plans, there's light gray lines and dark black lines. The light gray is the existing building, and the black is all the new that would be added on. In this design, it shows no addition other than an entry off the side to come in. The front area, we took the porch back down to one of the original pictures we had found in there. We left the concrete in the front as is. We just scaled back the roof. I'm not sure what the budget is, but we can work at that in the construction drawings. But we try to get the overall look of it back to the originality of the structure. The ceiling currently is a lot lower. There was an underframe ceiling. We're going to remove that and raise it back up to the full height on the inside. That way you can still get those nice big windows there. In the front, you can see there's still some of the brick arches. We're assuming under the siding, there's still brick arches under there. They're probably just covered over with the with wood and infilled when they put the smaller windows in. The second plan, and then that's just a one-up rendering showing it. We've showed, I know there's talk about some future parking along the side there, a reworking entry. That can all be worked out either now or later. This gives you the view from the future parking. Again, we just have the single entrance into the rear. And the next plan is a option number two. The main core of the structure did not change. In this concept, we put together a little conference room. That way, if the board needs to adjourn and go have a conversation in private, there's a space to do so. If you have two things going on one night, you could still have a small room to have people work in with the conference room, as well as the main seating area. And then in this rendering, everything stayed the same in the front and the majority of the side. We just put the conference room off the side to be accessed from either the current rear parking lot or the future side parking. And currently, I think we have enough seats. We have shown 72 seats in there currently. Depending how nice you pack them in, you could fit more. And this again, once we get some of that siding off, we'll know does the brick need to be repointed and to what extent structurally. I saw you had a report done by Elton and Thompson Engineers in Lansdale. We've actually been using them for probably 5+ years now, so we're very familiar with their work. They're familiar with us, so we're already on the same page on a lot of things. And when the time comes to do the renovation, we'll be utilizing them, since it's a win-win. They're already familiar with the project, so we don't have to try to get
you don't have to pay it again.
Yes. Well, somewhat. Not as much. Yeah. We don't have to pay for another engineer to come out and study the whole building all over again. And then if you turn, I have some interior renderings. Yeah, that should. So the interior, that's the interior rendering of the hall, the main hall. We try to incorporate, preserve the front arches over the main entry and bring the ceiling up so that we have a nice big area. We showed some TVs on the side walls just to do presentations such as this. And then we also show view from the front looking back. You can see the glass partition between the main seating area and the lobby when you come in, as well as a rendering of the smaller conference room. And since we're in the schematic design phase, we can move the conference room to better accommodate more focus on the rear parking lot or the side future or both parking lots.
Yeah, that was my only concern when I had reviewed this with Mike, is because a lot of people are going to be coming from behind the building, it seemed like it would be better to not just have a solid wall there, but maybe turn the conference room so that there's more of like a porch entrance along that, or somehow have a connection to the entry from the back, was my only thought.
Yeah, I know. With the septic being in the back, we were trying to avoid having too much going out
right.
The back, so we were trying to maintain that back line, but we can see about rotating the conference room, having maybe more on the side, or just take this whole piece here. And
or what if we, when we do the renovation,
and just flip
we
it.
Tie the septic into the septic for this building?
Well, the county has already given us the go-ahead to use the septics that is there.
That is there.
Yeah, so that's a huge cost savings, to be able to utilize what's there. I mean, we could run a pipe all the way back here, but that doesn't seem... And the septic, the leach field is in the middle of the trees, and then the actual septic tank is on the back side of the rear of the building. So once we get the survey, we suspect that this conference room could be flipped a little bit and it would still be fine. If that's something that you guys think is important. If you're fine with how it's presented, then we can move forward with that. But I think also tonight, the architect would like some guidance as to whether or not you want to do the conference room or not do the conference room. I tend to think the conference room is a good idea, not only for executive sessions, but when the zoning hearing board meets, they like to adjourn to a separate space so that they can discuss before they make a decision in public. So I do think the conference room is a good addition to the space, if you guys are supportive of that.
What do we think the cost difference is going to be?
We're still waiting to get some cost proposals, but I mean, ballpark, I'm not sure it would be that huge, but I mean, it's... what's the dimensions of it?
150 like, square feet.
It's about 150, yeah. So depending what kind of finishes, it's not like you're putting brick there. We can do it with a party board, so that way it's still durable, but yet I'd say maybe 50 to 100,000 price difference, depending on finishes. And if we do a crawl space, I mean, you're not excavating down. There's so many variables, and depending when you move forward with the renovation, has a lot to do. It's not as crazy as it was during COVID when lumber prices went through the roof, but with commercial, unfortunately, some people tend to charge a little bit more just because with commercial, you're opening yourself up to a little bit more liability than if you're just doing a single family residence.
So we can always get cost estimates. They're going to be very rough, but we could always get those first before you guys move forward if you want.
I like the idea. It's just justifying the cost is really the
mm-hmm. issue. So.
Need to find another grant.
Yes.
Start digging.
Are you done yet? Did you find it?
No, she didn't.
I like the conference room. Yeah. Things get bigger. Township might get a little bit bigger. People might want to come out. You can hold other things in there. Make it bigger all the time instead of smaller.
Yeah.
Costs more to add on, but...
It's cheaper to do it now than if you wait another 5-10 years,
yep,
right. too.
Yeah.
That structure, is it all wood? Is it going to be wood or is it going to
be... It'll be wood framed, yes, because the back part of the addition currently is wood framed. And we're just going to maintain that same wood frame. And then we can do the whole backside in, or the rear of the building in vertical board and batten, which is what we show in the renderings. That way it all ties in. Board and batten's been around for a long time, so that'll also tie in nicely with the brick.
Right.
Than if you just do vinyl horizontal.
Side. No vinyl.
Yeah.
No. Vinyl should be outlawed. It's a fire hazard.
All right. Any other questions, comments?
No.
You said you're getting a survey then to more delineate where the septic and everything mm-hmm. is?
Yeah, the survey is underway of the entire property.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When do you think you'll have that?
He seems to think in like 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, once you have that, we can see where we have the room
exactly.
to play with. And
yeah.
That way we're not, oh yeah, this works out great. And you get out there and start mm-hmm. excavating. Go, sure. The
yeah.
tank's bigger than we thought.
Right. Sure. Absolutely. And just so that you guys know, we have, from a financial standpoint, we received the $100,000 LSA grant to help with this project. It's dedicated to this building, to the renovations. We also have about $400,000 of ARPA funds. So those are the COVID funds that have to be used by 2026. All right. And we have flexibility in what we can use them for. But you guys essentially kind of dedicated those to an expanded meeting room as the top priority. And then upgrades to the township campus, which, you know, we'll work through in the future. And then we also have roughly $400,000 in reserves dedicated to building upgrades that have been accumulated over years. So we have a robust amount of money already set aside for this project and then others, just so you know.
Okay.
Once you have that survey, we can take a look and see.
Great.
And maybe get a bigger conference room to maybe a little bit more and plan for the future growth.
Okay. Any other questions or comments?
No. Nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very nice. It looks like it's supposed to be there. One question on the leach field and the sewer system back here.
The schoolhouse?
For the schoolhouse,
building?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that need improvement also, or is that...
No, the
okay.
I had the
handling.
The county came out. I met with our sewage enforcement officer and talked to him about what the plans were, and he seemed comfortable that the system we have is fine given the limited use of this building for meetings. He did just suggest that over time we just kind of monitor how quickly the tank fills. We may need to have it pumped more frequently,
yeah.
depending on the usage. But he gave us a sign off that we can use the septic system.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you again for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you. You want to give any comments from the public?
Comments?
Sorry for being late. Just the perspective of this is of this building here.
No.
No.
It's just the.
Yeah.
Just that.
Something's being added somewhere. I mean, I never really took a good close look at this.
Mike, you want to
yeah.
point that out?
I'm sorry for being late.
No, no worries. Actually,
do you want to hand him?
Yeah. So currently, the brick is hidden with the siding.
Okay.
I mean, didn't you put that brick on there, Frank?
I thought you went to school.
So you can
there.
See the old
pictures. Carl Mess did, actually.
You see the old pictures.
She was the last class.
Uh-huh.
And then the old schoolhouse just had a smaller, narrower porch in the center, and that's what we're trying to recreate and bring it back to more historically.
At the steeple at the front, the porch, that'll be new?
Yep, that'll be new. It'll be done composite, that way, low maintenance. And then the one option is just staying in the existing footprint. This will be the new meeting room. Coming, this is your lobby, reception area, new bathrooms. And then option 2 is basically the same concept. We just added a conference room there. That way, if there's a secondary meeting or the council needs a place to adjourn to and talk in private, that way we're not in front of everyone.
Is that back section?
This is the addition here.
That's the conference room.
Correct. So that's an addition off the back of the original here.
So this is like a corner shot of it.
Correct. So this is as if you were standing in the entry, currently pulling into
the driveway. That's a township logo.
Yep, we dropped that in there.
Very good. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Anybody else? Okay, thank you. All right, item three, appoint Jared Landis as Emergency Management Coordinator and appoint Jeff Stiegelman as Deputy Emergency Management Coordinator.
So last month, Barbara Landis submitted her resignation, and so we are currently without an Emergency Management Coordinator. Jared Landis is currently the deputy, so the proposal is to move him up as our coordinator and then bring in Jeff Stiegelman as the deputy.
Which he has been before.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay. Any comments?
I'm good with it.
Any comments from the public?
This is over there. Will the emergency management still be ran out of this building here?
Most likely. That was preliminarily their preference, just because we have all of our communications here and admin would still stay here, but it's something we could certainly discuss over time.
Because it needs a major overhaul.
It's on the list.
Yeah.
It does need an overhaul.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody else? Okay. Thank you.
I would just like to add, I would extend the invitation for him to come out to meet the new fire commissioner, them to come out and meet the new fire commissioner if they'd like. Tracy, if you'd like to let them know.
I will. Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, then I will make a motion to appoint Jared Landis as the Upper Frederick Township Emergency Management Coordinator and to appoint Jeff Stiegelman as the Deputy Emergency Management Coordinator. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. agricultural security area application receipt acknowledgement.
So we have received an application for inclusion of a 10-acre property at 1219 Faust Road into the agricultural security area. So what this is it's a step up from Act 319. This is gives a property owner who has an agricultural use a little more protection from potential zoning and noise and nuisance regulations. It also protects them a little bit more against eminent domain should a municipality want to take some of their property. So it gives them a little more protections in those areas. It's also a required step if a property owner wants to apply to the county for possible permanent preservation funds. So it's a multi-step process. So this is the very first step, and that is the Board of Supervisors needs to acknowledge that the application has been received. Once you do that tonight, then we're required to post a notice in the paper where you have to post multiple sites around the township for public knowledge. It's then going to be reviewed by the Planning Commission here at the township, the County Planning Commission, and our Agricultural Advisory Committee, which we may have to appoint a couple new people. It hasn't been updated in a while. So once those three bodies review it and make a recommendation, it will come back to you for the final consideration. The county will do a more detailed analysis of the soils associated with the land, the uses of the land, and then they'll give us that analysis. So tonight, basically, all you need to do is just acknowledge that we've received this application, and then we will start that process.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, then I will make a motion to accept receipt of the agricultural security area application submitted for the property at 1219 Faust Road. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
All right. So the next item, we have your 2024 budget calendar in front of you. So it is time to start planning our budget for the next year. Roughly, just for everyone's notice, we've began conversations with our water and sewer operators as far as what's needed for the upcoming year, kind of how things are going. We have started conversations with the public works director to determine, you know, what he thinks he needs for next year. We're going to start looking at road priorities for improvements and that sort of thing. So so we're starting that. At your next meeting next week, you're going to have to adopt the minimum municipal obligation for pension. Mm-hmm. So we will have that for you next week. We'll get you an updated fund balance sheet to talk about kind of what we have in reserve that's not allocated at this time. We will also be asking you next week for your forecast for what you think public needs are and what some of our long-term needs are. And then we'll start reviewing water and sewer expenditure estimates and that sort of thing. By October, we're hoping to have Public Works and Water and Sewer draft budgets to you to start kind of working through that. We'll also have revenue estimates for 2024. By October 12th, you'll need to reaffirm your tax rates for LST, earned income tax, and per capita tax. We're going to, by October, you should have pretty much a draft budget to be discussing. So between October and November, the plan is to kind of start reviewing the full budget together and having something ready to go by hopefully November.
Okay.
Okay.
Simple process.
Simple, yeah. Lots of numbers. So with that, if you want to adopt the schedule, unless anyone has any adjustments that you would like to make, that would be great.
See anything that needs to be adjusted? Okay. Tom, are you okay? You good?
Yep.
All right. Okay. Any comments? Okay. All right, then I will make a motion to approve the 2024 budget schedule as presented. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay.
All right, so the final item on your agenda, just for discussion purposes tonight, is 2023 budget amendments. So as we start thinking about 2024, we need to kind of clean up whatever needs to be cleaned up for 2023. So key things, Linda, our treasurer, and I sat down, some key things that we need to take care of that we'll bring back to you probably next week is in 2022, there had been a part of the budget to transfer $391,000 to capital reserve for equipment. And we never got that done. So one of the amendments is to get that money over there. As we get the equipment that's been scheduled for purchase, then that fund will pay back general fund for those purchases. So it's kind of just a shifting of funds, but it's something that we need to get done so that it's all clean in the books. The next item is the $100,000 DCNR, or the grant that we got for the playground. So we received the playground grant for $100,000 early in 2023, so it was not part of our budget. We anticipate receiving the playground equipment in October, so we'll need to pay for that in October. So we need to have the 2023 budget reflect the grant funds and then the purchase of playground equipment. The grant that we talked about for this building, we'll be putting in the 2024 budget. All right. The next item will be for the water study that we had done last year into the beginning of this year. That did not make it from 2022 into the 2023 budget, so we just need to add that in since 2023 is when we paid for the bulk of that. We are going to have to cover a major repair that we had to do a week and a half ago out at Ivy Ridge. We're estimating it will, at the end of the day, that repair will probably cost about $50,000. Just for folks to know, our sewer plant in Ivy Ridge development stopped working. The underground electricity basically got pierced and burned itself up along the communication line. We didn't have any violations. It was discovered early enough so that it all went fine, but we had to have an emergency contractor come out, dig up the line all the way back to the building, replace our electric line and our communication line, and we're gonna have to repave the driveway to protect those underground. So we need to reflect that in the budget. Ivy Ridge does not have enough reserve to cover the total cost of that. So we're probably gonna have to do some sort of loan from general fund to Ivy Ridge and then have Ivy Ridge pay that back over time. So we're still waiting to get the final numbers, and we'll come back to you, if not next week, then next month with those final numbers and a plan for that. All right. We have a survey and engineering item, $29,500 for the work associated with the schoolhouse. As mentioned earlier, we've got the property survey that's underway, and that was not part of our budget. It had been discussed, but we hadn't gotten it into the budget. And then we'll also need to do some engineering of the property as we start laying things out. And then finally, we'll need to do a budget amendment for our legal line item for an additional $10,000 in 2023. We have a couple of zoning violations that required involvement of our solicitor more than normal. He had to go to court several times, and so we didn't expect that for our 2023 budget. So those are the items that we'll be bringing back to you for amendments, probably mostly next week, and then a couple of them probably the following month.
Okay.
Okay, any questions?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Old business? None?
Well, I have.
Oh.
If you don't mind.
Go for it.
Thank you. What's the update on Perkiomen Crossing Water? Are all the pumps up and running? Do we have the new pump?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, so we have one new pump. We got it installed last week. And
okay.
I hope you noticed.
Oh, you noticed. Big time.
Yeah, we had somebody run out of our house and yell at Steve that she had the best shower of her 22 years living there.
It was like Wednesday or something last week. I was like, wait a minute. Is this water pressure?
Yeah, so it was really amazing. Because Matt was, he was really struggling to keep pressure where it, like,
needed to be. Yep.
Yeah. So it could not have come sooner. But only one of the two pumps has been replaced. So we've got the other pump, but it's not running now because it just can't keep up. So in an absolute emergency, it would kick on. But so I've asked Pat Corcoran to still hold off on refilling trucks until we can get that second pump replaced. So that's huge. And then we had to also replace the pump on well number two. And that was an emergency repair as well. That's going to be an expensive one that you'll be seeing on the bill list next week. So we've had a pretty expensive run of issues with our water system, but I think we're looking pretty good right now. In fact, Matt, our operator, had to actually throttle back the pressure because I guess the folks at the bottom were getting too much pressure. So he thinks he's got the right medium and... so that was a huge, huge thing. And I did send you guys some information about rates, and we do need to talk about rates. That's the other thing that will either be coming back to you next week or next month. As we budgeted, the sewer plant if per crossing is in the negative. And we went into this year knowing that that was probably going to be the case, and we have completely depleted our reserves, and we're going to have to transfer money from water to sewer to cover it. But big picture, we got to figure out how to stop the bleeding, basically. Yep. So it's not going to be, it's not going to make a lot of friends necessarily, but we just don't have a choice. It's been more than 10 years since rates have been increased and prices have gone up, and we just don't have a choice.
Yeah,
really.
I mean, especially with paying the loan back.
Right, and we have 4.5 years left of that. So, you know, we had given you guys, I had sent you guys some scenarios. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at them. So, you know, different scenarios showing
where
we would be, how much money you have to basically take from water to cover sewer if you do no fee increase or very low, up in different scenarios. So if you get a chance, please look at that, because we're going to have a really big conversation about that one. All right?
Okay.
Okay.
But how did they get the better pressure? Bigger pumps, or were the pumps wore out? Or?
They were wore out. The impellers were really worn out. And so we had to have one pump rebuilt, and then we've ordered a second pump, but it was like an 18-week lead time to get it. So we've got another, I think, 6 weeks before we're going to get the second pump. So, yeah, it was, those things were both working full 24/7 and barely keeping enough pressure. So it was a really, really tight time there.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Good?
I'm good.
All right. Upcoming meetings. We have Board of Supervisors regular meeting September 14th at 7 p.m. Parks Board meeting September 19th at 7 p.m. Planning Commission meeting September 28th at 7 p.m. Announcements. Movie on the Mountain will be Luca at Spring Mountain on September 16th. It opens at 6:30 p.m. And Community Day is September 30th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Then I will make a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Aye. Thanks, everybody, for coming in. Hey, the drive-in's